a porch, a gallery.
Yes, I have heard that expression.
Mm-hmm. Would older people say something like that?
Possibly. Now, generally, when I've heard that, it seemed like that was expressed when a porch is closed on two sides, like a hallway or something like that. Say, they'll call it a gallery.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call it a stoop?
Well, I think this is normally about the same thing as an entrance, a stoop.
As an entrance.
Like we were talking about a while ago.
A little place right outside, a very small area.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think this is referred, since you brought it up, as a stoop sometime.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. If I were to come into the room and leave the door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd tell me to do what?
Shut the door or close it.
Okay. And on the outside of a house, right on the side, you know those boards that overlap each other like that? What do you call those? The boards, right?
Shingles.
On the shingles? Mm-hmm. Is that, well, if the...
Wait a minute now. You were talking
right about... Right on the side of the house, the wall, you know, the boards that overlap.
Oh, the boards that overlap?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they refer to them as now. Mm-hmm. If they're separate in blocks, they would be called shingles.
Mm-hmm. Same thing as at the top of the house that you cover the top with? Same word?
Not the same material, but the same word. Huh?
Yeah.
I know... These siding boards sometimes are called lap siding.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a technical one.
Have you ever heard of that called weather boards?
Yes, I have.
That's the same thing that we're talking
about?
That's
the same thing you're talking about.
Okay. All right, what about the thing that you would find the shingles on, the top, the part that covers the house is called the...
The decking.
The decking? Okay. I don't know if that's... I'm just looking for the general term for the whole thing, you know, the covers. You might say wind came along and blew off your
roof.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And now, is the decking the same thing as the roof, or is that different?
Well, the decking is underlayment for your shingles.
Oh, I see. Kind of, is that insulation or something like that?
No, it's wood to hold the shingles on.
Okay. What about, talking about the roof of the house, what do you call those things along the edge of the roof that the water runs into and it carries the water off?
Gutters.
Gutters. Are those built in or suspended from the edge of the roof?
They are normally built in, and your shingles lap over them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen a house that has, you know, different slopes of the roof, and a place where those slopes come together right there. You might have to put tin down to prevent a leak. What would you call that?
Gutter.
You call that a gutter, too? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that a valley? For the different...
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Be the same thing?
Also a valley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Valley of the roof.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a little building that you might have outside where people used to store their stove wood, or people might put tools or something like that in now?
Tool shed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about before the days of indoor plumbing, a place outside for a toilet, what would you call that?
Outdoor toilet.
It's an outdoor toilet. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call it anything else?
Let's see. Well, I've heard some name, but it wouldn't be.
Well, that's okay. If you want to, I mean, that's not going to make any difference.
Yeah.
Do people call it the outhouse?
Yes, that's referred to outhouse.
Uh-huh. A privy?
Rest house.
Rest house. Rest house. Is privy used around here much?
Big one.
Privy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Okay. What about, you say that you were brought up on a farm. What were some of the buildings that you'd have on the farm?
Well, you have a barn, a corn crib, they call it.
Mm-hmm. Place for storing the corn.
Storing the corn.
Was that separate from the barn?
Some cases, no.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have what we call a hayloft.
That's part of the barn?
Yes, that's usually part of the barn, mm-hmm. where you store hay,
mm-hmm.
which you might say could be referred to as an attic in the barn.
Mm-hmm.